It is time to bring in the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys. Of course, you can find them on the web, tqag.com. But I think we only have one half today. I do believe that's Greg. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. Tim is here.
He's there. He doesn't show up on the call. He's not showing up on the call. Let's try to call him again. I'm trying to call him again. It's amazing. Is he getting the call?
Let's see. Hang on. Let me check. We're in different parts of the house because of the reverberation. So let's see.
I'm trying to.
He's calling you.
He's calling me. Well,
no. No. He's not getting anything.
That's bizarre. That's totally bizarre. I'm going to see what. It says he's right there. Call, remove from call. It says he's there. I'm going to remove him, and I'm going to try calling him again. So see what happens here. This is a plus more options. For some reason, it is not joining him in. I'll tell you what. If Tim is listening.
Hey.
There you are. Now,
it did not ring.
I see you walking around. Hey there, Tim.
The phone did not ring, but it said join call. I went into Skype and it said join, so I hit join.
There you are. So we've got Tim here and Greg. Okay. Tim, you got to stop moving the camera. I'm going to throw up in a second.
Sorry. I'm just going to set it down.
I tell him that all the time. He has a habit of walking around when he's on the telephone. It's very annoying sometimes. It makes you seasick.
I thought I was on the Titanic for a second. All right. So what are we going to talk about this morning, guys?
Hey. Well, let's see. First of all, I just want to say, I can't believe how cold it is where you are. But it's only 49 here. It's 49 here, which is temperate compared to where you are at this point.
I mean, you tell me I had a scarf on because it was cold walking the dog. No. Well, and I apologize for missing last week. I was in Las Vegas, and I was teaching both the uniform standards of professional appraisal practice to a number of auctioneers who also serve as appraisers, and also the interpersonal communications class in Las Vegas. And right after selling all of the Hugh Hefner stuff, it was just a crazy week. Basically, I said I sold sex for 2 days, and then I taught for 3 days, came home, and crashed.
Man, I'll tell you, we were talking about the Hugh Hefner stuff with Greg last week. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
Yes. Well, and, you know, it was, and I think Greg had mentioned that the Hefner family was sitting right in the front row, and that was a little, I don't know what it is. And when I got to Las Vegas to talk with some of my colleagues, some of my other auctioneer colleagues, we find this, there's a fascination with consigners to sit right in the front row. And not only just in the front row, but right in the middle, right in the eye line of the auctioneer. And I don't know if it's subconscious or, hey, we're watching you type of thing. But everyone, a couple of my colleagues were telling me the same thing. And I have done this for so long, and I expect that. I know that that's the norm. So I just keep smiling, and no matter what is happening, this is what's going on. But what happened with the Hefners, his daughter, there were certain things that she said, say this. She's yelling to me from the audience. And
I would hate that. I'm sorry. I would hate that. I would go crazy.
But you know what I did? I just made it a joke, and I turned it back on her, and I said, okay, because it was life-size, and she was doing some body language motions. And I said, oh, is this your indication of life-size? Oh, let me keep doing. And every time one would come up, I would say, and it is life-size. Say it with me now. And just had fun. But it was fun. It was a good time. And I'm glad I'm back here, back in Florida, and we are working on several big appraisals. We're getting to the end of the year, so people are making those last minute thoughts for donations and where they want to, you know, give certain things. And so we're dealing with that. And, you know, just a reminder for your donation, you have to make sure that you have a letter from the museum or whoever you're making a donation to dated before the 31st of December, but you do not need the appraisal until you file your taxes. A lot of people think, oh, I have to get that appraisal done before the end of the year. And it's like, no, you need to donate and actually give the piece and get a letter from the museum before the end of the year. But as appraisers, we can do it. And there's not as big of a rush. We a lot of times get a number of phone calls saying, oh, we need this done by the end of the year. It's like, no, the appraisal needs to be done before you file your taxes. You do need to donate the item to the museum or the donee before the 31st of December. So just a reminder.
And just quickly remind people that the appraisal value of something and the market value of something are different, and that is why are frequently different, and that is why you need the services of a proper appraiser.
Sure. Well, because the IRS won't just take your word for it, especially for a donation.
Hey, I saw one of these, and it's so
odd,
right?
It is a little odd, but that's kind of what they put in place. And for donation, this is the other thing that a lot of people don't realize that we do as professionals, as appraisers, is that what we need to do is justify value if anything, you know, anything that's $5,000 or over is basically that's when you need an appraisal. And we need to show comparables and show the market and why we've arrived at the value that we've arrived at, just to justify the value that we've determined. And that's really important.
Well, I'd also like to add a little caveat here. Because it is the end of the year, and this comes up more often than not at the end of the year, people decide they're going to turn over a new leaf and they're going to declutter. Just an FYI, decluttering your house doesn't necessarily qualify something as a donation appraisal.
Oh, don't ruin it.
So when you're clearing your attic out of all of those or your storage unit that you've been paying for 25 years and have exceeded the value of the items in it just for storage fees, you're probably not going to be able to use that as a donation appraisal to a museum. So just a little warning there.
No, I think that's good. And I think that, you know, every so often it's really important to return to basics. Like, why do we do this?
Right.
Many, it just because along the way with the sort of daily focus on, oh, well, this is happening. Well, this is, you sort of lose the long view. But there are many institutions that rely on your donations. And
yes.
There are many people who along the way have legitimately collected things that should find their way to these institutions, and it's part of a, I don't, they shouldn't call it a food chain, but it is part of a chain that is necessary to keep things going and to bring things to light and to educate. So
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Well, in the case of the person who's trying to downsize, what we usually suggest is, you know what, this might not be, it needs to be mission specific for a museum in order for it to go into their collection. So if it's not something that's mission specific, we recommend, you know what, put it on consignment or have a garage sale, do whatever you want to do with it on your own, and then take that money and then donate it to the museum. Because nobody wants grandma's china in their museum. It's just, unless you were a Romanov or some famous person, but for the most part, people who want to donate, a lot of it comes from estates where they don't know what to do with the stuff, and grandma was affiliated with a museum, so they think, oh well, since she was a member of this museum, she had good taste, so all of her stuff needs to go in their private collection. And that might be oversimplifying it, but that's that's what we see on a regular basis. So yeah. If there are people out there who do want to donate to a museum, we suggest if it's not material that is mission-driven to the museum, sell it, dispose of it somehow to make some cash, and then donate the cash. Then you have a legitimate donation to a museum. Charitable right. deduction.
Cash is always easier.
Cash is always easy. Like to say. The IRS can, yeah, it's an easy paper trail. Yeah. So,
the other thing is that down here last week, and it's going to continue for the next couple of weekends through February. A number of major art shows were taking place. There was Art Basel that took place in Miami. A number of my colleagues from New York and from California that work at Gergen's were actually at the fair taking a look at what's being offered, the sales that are happening. And the consensus is that, you know, there was a little, just like in anything, a little bit of hesitation, but very strong sales, and things seem to work well. And it's interesting how the auctions that took place in New York in November really are an indicator of what the art shows are and what's going to happen. And they said, yeah, it was very strong selling. A number of great artists, a number of things that were selling, a number of new artists that are coming onto the scene. So it'll be interesting. I didn't get a chance to go down there. I had a little dental surgery on Friday, so I didn't get a chance to go down. But I did talk to a number of my colleagues and said it was just the great attendance, and number of people there, great buying. So interesting, because a lot of people say, well, I don't buy art. How does that affect me? Well, it does. And it really does trickle down. And we've talked about that before, is that it may not affect you directly with those big pieces, but it does affect what's going on in the entire marketplace for a lot of different things. And it's great. I like to watch it and just see where things go, because it then starts to also mirror what's going on in the economy. So it's a good indicator of like where things are and what's going on. So looking forward to the next one. There is one coming up in that'll be Art Palm Beach, which is in January. So we'll probably go to that. It'll be the second annual. They did it last year. It was a contemporary art show, and it was very successful, and they didn't realize, they were hoping that it would be successful, but it exceeded their expectations, and looking forward to this year.
All right.
Lots going on.
Well, stay warm down there, guys.
They've got a better shot than we do.
Yeah, we will. It's just a minor snap. We're going to be back up into the 70s within the next couple of days.
All right.
Well, thanks.
Enjoy it, and we'll speak to you guys next week.
Okay, have a great week.
All right, and Tim, turn that phone the other way. There you go. Okay, goodbye. Tim, Luke, Greg, Rob, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack, TQAG.com on the web.